Go.
All right, this is Wednesday evening, 6:23:21. No nonsense, look at the book of Revelation. I guess y'all didn't guess that, did you? I'm going to look at this today, the Great Tribulation. You know, you hear a lot about a Great Tribulation. I'd be ventured to say the two topics that most Christians talk about are maybe the Antichrist, the Great Tribulation, and the Rapture. So we're going to look at what the Scriptures have to say about it. Will Christians suffer? In the Great Tribulation? We've always kind of been taught that we would, you know. All right, let's see what the Word says. Let's turn to Daniel chapter 7. We're going to look at the Scriptures that actually talk about it. Daniel 7. Verse 24. And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them. He shall be diverse from the first. He shall subdue 3 kings. He shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall swear. Shall wear out the saints. Any of us feeling kind of worn out with this whole thing? Wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and destroy it unto the end. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High. So he's going to be toppled. Whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominion shall serve and obey him. Hitherto is the end of the matter. So, he's going to be toppled. Let me read that again. And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, and shall rise, another shall rise after them. He should be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue 3 kings. We may have seen all of them the other day at the G7. Could possibly be. I don't know how many of them there are, but. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. Is that what they've been doing? Yeah. And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and dividing of time. I put here, taking dominion over dominion. They're trying to change the times. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion. Just think about what we're going through right now with all the elections and everything, the audits. Now there's 20 states, 20 to 25 states now that have sent delegates that are observing, that want to go back to their states and do audits. Taking dominion over dominion. It's not a happenstance that the name of this system is dominion. Yeah. They shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it unto the end. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High. Sounds like a reset to me. Mm-hmm. Whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominion shall serve and obey him. He's going to rule his kingdom with a rod of iron, isn't he? Hitherto is the end of the matter. I agree with Daniel. This is the end. I believe this is the beast system that started when Satan became the god of this world. We see his reign stripped from him and given to us, the saints. All right, we're going to look at a couple of places in Revelation where it talks about it. Revelation chapter 13. You know what I've told people on television, and I've told y'all? How many times do you sit down to read? I know myself, even sometimes I'll sit down to read, and I'm reading the whole chapter, and I'm thinking, what did I just read? Something got on my mind, and I'm reading, but I'm thinking about something else, and I don't, you know. Pay attention to what you're reading. Pay attention especially to the end times, about what it's really saying. I've learned more by doing that and noticing a phrase or something that just hangs and think, wait a minute, what did that say? Instead of just, most people, their knowledge of the book of Revelation is what they've been taught in church or somebody's book. Yeah, instead of actually digging into it, well, you know, it's so confusing, I don't understand it. Every time I read it, I just get more confused. That's usually the case. All right, chapter 13. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns. Upon his horns, 10 crowns. We just saw that in Daniel, 10 kings. Upon his heads, the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. The dragon gave him his power, his seat, and great authority. So we see here a recognition of a few of them. Yeah. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. All the world wondered after the beast, and they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast, who is able to make war with him. So this is, you know, we're talking here about the head wound. Jackie and I were talking about it just yesterday, about after the Berlin Wall fell, it's like the communism just came in like a flood. It was, the wall was separating the east from the west. It kind of kept it contained. But when that wall fell, then here it came. And we see where we sit today. Not that long. Who is likened to the beast? Who is able to make war with him? There was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name. We read that in Daniel. And his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. It was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given him over kindreds and tongues and nations. I don't know if anybody's aware of it or not, but the riot at the Capitol on the 6th of January, they've arrested, several hundred patriots that are innocent, that did nothing, and some of them are in solitary confinement. They have been in solitary confinement in jail since January 6th with no reprieve, no help, falsely accused, haven't done anything. When it was a staged event, Antifa, CIA, Black Lives Matter, it was all a setup. So he's making war with the saints. That's going on right now. They've tried to contact every person that even went to the rally, through their credit card, from their hotel room, whatever, to try to do something against them. Some of the programmers I've listened to have talked about they've showed up at their door. So they're pushing back. They're pushing back. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. Yeah, pretty well. Every nation in the world has disarmed but the United States. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man hath an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here's the patience and the faith of the saints. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. He had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon, which we know this is the false prophet. And we know that where he operates out of is the Vatican, one of the three city states, which is the beast system. And he exercises all the power of the first beast before him and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. He doth great wonders so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of man. Well, they're doing that, but you know, a lot of them think, well, this is a supernatural thing. No, it isn't. They've been doing this to California for years, using their laser technology. People track it coming from mountains and different things, burning up places, leaving the trees standing and nuking the houses and the cars of people. Their weather warfare, their heart facilities. It's not magic, it's natural. Now, I'm sure it's Satan's technology. Steal, kill, and destroy. And he deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of these miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. I saw something on that today. They continue to push their agenda about coming against people that are against their narrative in any way possible or shape or form. And he causes both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. I looked at a really short clip of a young lady that was going into a, looked like a, it didn't show the store, but it looked like something like a Walmart or something that had these self-checkout. These new self-checkouts that they had made has a deal where you're to put your wrist in or your hand in. That's how you pay. Then you tell me this vaccine is not the mark in the beginning of it. We're not so sure that they haven't shipped them. I'm sure they have in these vaccines. But anyway, and they're magnetic. All they have to do is that magnetic whatever that's sticking to people, it works on those things. In fact, that was the name of the video. You still don't believe this is the mark of the beast, huh? And that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here's wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. All right, now go back to 12, chapter 12. And this is why I teach that the beast system began in Genesis 3. Chapter 12 tells the whole story from the very beginning when Satan was cast out of heaven. All right. There appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and with the moon under her feet, upon her head a crown of 12 stars, and she being a child cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads, 10 horns, and 7 crowns. Is this what we just read in Daniel? Is this just what we read in chapter 13? Same beast system. He was cast out. Isaiah 14, 12 through 15 talks about Satan's 5 I Ams. And God kicked him out. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. The dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered for to devour her child as soon as it was born. So he put enmity between the woman, the seed of the woman, and the serpent. And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony. They loved not their lives unto the death. Are we doing that? You were just doing that when we walked up here. We're overcoming by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. And the woman was given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for times, times, and half a time from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Where did we come out of, Israel? Jesus. The woman's Israel is what I believe. Okay. All right. This has been a 6,000-year tribulation for the saints, Old and New Testament. You know, Danny's been reading the book of Jasher, and it tells about how the devil tried to deceive Abraham and tried to deceive Isaac and tried to deceive Sarah. You know, we don't see it much in the Old Testament. You know, there's a few places where Satan is mentioned, but for the most part, you know, they've taken all that out, evidently. Yeah. Most Christians are waiting to suffer through this great tribulation. I think that's why they're also scared. Because they believe the Antichrist is going to step up and they're going to go through a horrible 7 years at his hand and be killed. That's kind of the general consensus. As I see it here, it looks bad for the wicked and good for the righteous. Now let's go to Revelation 2. This is 2:18. And unto the angel of the church in Thyatira write, these things saith the Son of God, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know thy works and charity and service and faith and thy patience and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication, to eat things sacrificed unto idols. And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. Now, who's cast into tribulation? Great tribulation? Jesse. Babylon. Not the saints. All right. And I will cure her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your works. But unto you I say, and unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, which have not known the depths of Satan as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden, but that which ye already have, hold fast till I come. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. And I will give him the morning star. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. How many years ago, the pastor we had at the time, he taught on Revelation. He said, it says, comfort one another with these words, not terrorize one another with these words. Yeah, most people are just terrorized. They're just terrified. They don't want to hear about it. Don't tell me anything. I don't want to know anything. All right, looks good. For the good Bad for the bad. That's what I'm seeing here. Isn't 6,000 years of carnage enough? Now, for us in this country, we probably gotten off least amount, not our children, though. Other countries, the slave trade is probably the oldest, you know, thing like that there is on the earth today. Still going on. All during these years. Here is their agenda in plain sight for all to see. I'm going to read you. I read to you a few weeks ago the Georgia Guidestones. The Georgia Guidestones are a granite monument erected in 1980 in Elbert County, Georgia. Isn't it something that Georgia, where have we heard about Georgia in the beginning of the Federal Reserve, Jekyll Island off the coast of Georgia? And they are really something else as far as this election thing. They're pulling all kinds of shenanigans right now. They've decided they're going to purge their voter rolls of all the illegal votes and stuff before the audit starts to try to cover their crime. But they wouldn't clean them out before the election when they were supposed to, when they were having people that were dead voting. They even had people that were dead requesting applications. Mm-hmm. Georgia is the Keystone State. Keystone of what? I think Satan's. All right, in Georgia, Elbert County, Georgia, in the United States, a set of 10 guidelines is inscribed on the structure in 8 modern languages, and a shorter message is inscribed at the top of the structure in 4 ancient language scripts. I saw a documentary on the Georgia Guidestones, and they were shooting it from the top, and everything about the way it is laid out proves flat earth. It's really a clock, is what it is. It's a clock. The monument stands at approximate elevation of 750 feet above sea level, about 90 miles east of Atlanta, 45 miles from Athens, Georgia, and 9 miles north of the center of the city of Elberton. One slab stands in the center with 4 ranged around it. A capstone lies on top of the 5 slabs, which are astronomically aligned. An additional stone tablet, which is set in the ground a short distance to the west of the structure, provides some notes on the history and purpose of the Guidestones. The structure is sometimes referred to as an American Stonehenge. The monument is 19 feet 3 inches tall, made from 6 granite slabs weighing 237,746 pounds in all. The anonymity of the Guidestones authors and their apparent advocacy of population control, eugenics, and internationalism have made them an object of controversy and conspiracy theories. All right, in June 1979, a man using the pseudonym R.C. Christian approached the Elbert Granite Finishing Company on behalf of a small group of loyal Americans and commissioned the structure. Christian explained that the stones would function as a compass, calendar, and clock, and would be capable of withstanding catastrophic events. Joe Finley of Elberton Granite assumed that Christian was a nut and attempted to discourage him by providing a quote for the commission, which was several times higher than any project the company had previously taken, explaining that the Guidestones would require additional tools and consultants. To Finley's surprise, Christian accepted the quote. When arranging payment, Christian said that he presented a group which had been planning the Guidestones for 20 years, which wanted to remain anonymous. Christian delivered a scale model of the Guidestones and 10 pages of specifications. The 5-acre land was apparently purchased by Christian on October 1, 1979, from farm owner Wayne Mullinex, and his children were given lifetime cattle grazing rights on the Guidestone site. On March 22, 1980, the monument was unveiled before an audience variously described as 100 or 400 people. I don't know which one. Christian later transferred ownership of the land and the Guidestones to Elbert County. In 2008, the stones were defaced with polyurethane paint and graffiti with slogans such as Death to the New World Order. Wired magazine called the defacement the first serious act of vandalism in the Guidestones' history. In September 2014, an employee of the Elbert County Maintenance Department contacted the Federal Bureau of Investigation. When the stones were vandalized with graffiti, including the phrase, "I am Isis, goddess of love." All right. A message consisting of a set of 10 guidelines or principles is engraved on the Georgia Guidestones in 8 different languages. One language on each face of the 4 large upright stones moving clockwise around the structure from due north. These languages are English, Spanish, Swahili, Hindu, Hebrew, Arabic, traditional Chinese, and Russian. And here are the 10 points. Maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. Guide reproduction wisely, improving fitness and diversity. Unite humanity with a living new language. Rural passion, faith, tradition, and all things with tempered reason. Protect people and nations with fair laws and just courts. Let all nations rule internally, resolving external disputes in a world court. Avoid petty laws and useless officials. Balance personal rights with social duties. Prize truth, beauty, love, seek harmony with the infinite. Be not a cancer on the earth, leave room for nature, leave room for nature. All right, the explanatory tablet. A few feet to the west of the monument, an additional granite ledger has been set level with the ground. This table identifies the structure and the languages used on the list, various facts about the size, weight, and astronomical features of the stone, the date it was installed, and the sponsors of the project. It also refers to a time capsule buried under the tablet, but blank spaces on the stone intended for filling in the dates on which the capsule was buried and is to be opened have not been inscribed. So it's uncertain if the time capsule was ever actually put in place. All right, the complete text of the explanatory tablet is detailed below. The tablet is somewhat inconsistent with respect to punctuation and misspelled words like pseudonym. The original spelling, punctuation, and line breaks in the text have been preserved in the transcript, which follows at the top corner of the tablet. All right, it's just talking about the specs here. Here's the astronomic features. Channel through stone indicates celestial pole. It lines up with the North Star. Horizontal slot indicates the annual travel of the sun. Sunbeam through capstone marks noontime throughout the year. Like I told you, it's a clock. The author, R.C. Christian, or a pseudonym, it wasn't his real name. The sponsor, a small group of Americans who seek the age of reason. Who's the one that instigated reason? Satan. Time capsule placed 6 feet below this spot to be opened. Okay. All right, I'm not going to go into the rest of that. Anyway, I have another article. Now, this man believes in the rapture, so you have to take some of what he says with a grain, but he has some interesting things to say about it. He calls the Georgia Guidestones Lucifer's Ten Commandments. And like Moses got the Ten Commandments, God's law. Satan's timeline has failed. Remember Jekyll Island off the coast of Georgia. Okay, this is by Louis B. Vega, and he wrote this April 26, 2020. The purpose of this study is to show a possible date association that involves the Georgia Guidestones dedicated on March 22, 1980, to a possible 33-year and 40-year countdown of when the Masonic evil empire is to start its initiation, imploding their old Phoenix world order. The correlation will be based on the very significant and prominent occultic number of 33 the Masonic secret societies venerate. The proponents of the New World Order are thus possibly signaling the countdown to the Luciferian Empire of the Age of Reason, or when it is to be initiated. The monument does lend some possible proof of this diabolical 40-year timeline countdown. The parallel is taken from where the 10 laws of Yahweh were given, and thereafter it took 40 years for Israel to enter into the Promised Land or New Order. Well, such a countdown of 40 years for giving the 10 Luciferian commandments be when the Luciferians are going into their promised land to possess the new world order? They're all about the numbers, all about the symbology. Regardless, the numerology and astronomy associated with the Gaia Stone does bear the trademark of the various Luciferian secret societies' satanic globalist bent on initiating their evil plan to bring all of humanity under Luciferian protocols of the elders of the Zions, or the Zionists, 10 unholy commandments. These mandates are against the true 10 commandments of Yahweh given to Moses on Mount Sinai. The counterfeit Luciferian 10 commandments are opposed to the work of the Lord and God, the Savior Jesus Christ. It appears that the dedication date of March 22, 1980 is sort of a hidden code, 322, which is skull and bones. For them, the dedication date of March 22, 1980, plus 33 years, the year count ends on the spring equinox of March 22, 2013. Then the 40-year count ends in 2020. Will the 40th year date signal the last stages of the end of the age of grace that has been in effect since Christ's resurrection nearly 1,988 years ago, if not sooner? Perhaps this prescribed Masonic New Age of Reason would be set to fill in the vacuum created by the possible rapture of the church. I'm telling you, he believes in the rapture. That it is to coincide this coming Luciferian age that, like the French Revolution, only brought the Reign of Terror instead. The Gaia Stones are nonetheless a mysterious monument. The structure is sometimes referred to as America's Stonehenge. It has been reported that occultic rituals have taken place there. The religion of reason. Some believe that the Gaia Stones, having Lucifer's 10 unholy commandments carved on its stones, is a way mimicking and mocking how the God of Israel carved the 10 commandments on stone and gave them to Moses on Mount Sinai. These unholy 10 commandments of Lucifer prescribes a new age of reason that in some fashion will replace the Judeo-Christian morality that the current age has been based on. There are numerous references to the concept of an age of reason and itched in the Gaia Stones. The Gaia Stones are based off the classic work of Thomas Paine entitled The Age of Reason. His work critiqued institutionalized religion and challenged the erroneity of the Bible. Too many oppose the Judeo-Christian paradigm. The solution has always been an age of reason. Say the two masters. It has always attempted to replace and be maintained by the implementation of the Luciferian Ten Commandments. What most do not grasp is that this age of reason has already been implemented on earth throughout mankind's sad history. The builders have always sold this alternate religion or philosophy as a sugar-coated new morality that is supposed to be good for humanity. What inevitably occurs is that the end result will be a mandatory adherence to the protocols of these evil elders of Zion upon the penalty of certain death if not adhered to. We're there. Strict totalitarianism will be required to maintain the coming Masonic utopia on earth as they have been in the past. It will have disastrous results as millions have been slaughtered and are going to be massacred in the name of reason and Lucifer's religion of the builders. Thus, the true intentions of the builders and supporters of the coming Masonic New Age of Reason have once again hidden their evil plans in plain sight. They're clearly anti-Christian and come directly out of the pit of Luciferian doctrines of demons and the vain philosophies of men. According to the Bible, reason alone is not the sole measure of what can or should be right or good. The French Revolution was ruled and dictated by reason and good intentions, yet it led to the Reign of Terror. So, too, it will be the case when Lucifer's Ten Commandments and the coming New World Order. The God of Heaven, Yahweh, I can't pronounce it, it's YHVH, and I've heard Kenneth Copeland say that name, but I can't, Yahweh, Huvhey, whatever, something like that. I just say Yahweh, does nonetheless believe and actually prescribe mankind to reason. It is a reason, though, to come before the Creator and acknowledge that one's sins are as red as crimson, but that Christ Jesus can make them white as snow by His blood. Despite this plea from Yahweh to have given the gospel of salvation, the coming of the true age of righteousness according to the Bible, humanity will choose instead a reign of terror. As this study suggests, it is coming upon the world after the rapture of the bride of Christ that will coincide to a large measure with the 7-year last prophetic week of years according to Daniel. Now, y'all know I don't ascribe to that. The following are the Ten Commandments of the coming Masonic Age of Reason. The time period of the new religion of reason will be, in essence, a showdown, a countdown to Armageddon and the return of the King Jesus Christ to reestablish paradise once again on earth, the true utopia. Until then, Lucifer and his builders are just about done setting up their transitional process to initiate their version of the New World Order. To reiterate, the coming Luciferian religion of reason will be an age that will be governed by these protocols of 10 commandments, so-called moral and rational laws. All right, I read those to you. He says here, the 10 commandments of Lucifer, this new morality is designed to control the whole of human population, but in fact to depopulate it as more than 90% of the current people on earth have to be eliminated. The end-game plan will be the total control and decimation of humanity through such measures as the following. The coming New World Order will dramatically reduce the human population 90%, at least 4 to 5 billion to be murdered. It will be promoting environmentalism, exalting the creation of the Creator and rights of humans. It will be establishing a world government without due process or individual human rights, and it will be promoting a new spiritually and or morality to replace a pseudo-Christian hope as a result of the rapture. Lucifer's 10 unholy commandments are as follows, and I've already read that to you. Why would there be a need for a new age reason? Perhaps a possible cataclysmic event will shatter the present world order, like a rapture event, perhaps. Well, I don't think so. If that were to be the case, as the Bible predicts or prescribes, the event of the rapture would create a monumental shift in the human paradigm. Such a rapture event would leave a moral, spiritual, economic, political vacuum that humanity would be screaming for a replacement theology of sorts and a need for a new Messiah. According to how some interpret the end times, it is at this future time when Lucifer's Antichrist will come on the scene to deliver this new age of reason, religion, to fill in the vacuum. The Antichrist will dictate a new law and morality, a new economic system, and a one-world government apart from the one true God. Furthermore, any remnants of the Judeo-Christian morality laws or association will be brutally eradicated as being an affront to this new paradigm shift in humanity's spiritual quest to godhood or so-called transhuman evolution. We've been hearing that a lot because of these vaccines. Specifically, during the coming new age of the religion of reason, Christianity will be seen as an impediment to humanity's progress toward the Luciferian goal of refining humanity into Lucifer's image and likeness. Christians will be labeled enemies of the state by the Antichrist, as they have always been under the previous conspiratory Masonic empires of Lucifer. The Bible states that Jesus Christ will allow Lucifer's Antichrist and the false prophet a little time to actually accomplish this. This is in reference to the verse that astonishes states that Lucifer will wear out the saints. This is not referring to the context of the church age, as that is impossible due to the promise of Jesus to the church. Although Satan will attempt to overthrow and wear out the saints, i.e. the church, the gates of hell will not prevail. Yeah, or so they say. That looks like the same. Okay. All right. Currently, Lucifer cannot prevail over the church despite atrocities and martyrdom committed by Lucifer's builders and elders of Zion. The context of this verse of God allowing Lucifer and his builders to wear out the saints deals with the tribulation period. I don't think so. As it is now, many in the church of Christ are asleep, spiritually anyway. By some spiritual estimates, at least half the church is asleep based on the parable of the 10 bridesmaids. Many in the church, though, are only recently waking up and paying attention to what is going on around them and are actually realizing what is at stake in coming. This is not to mention even all the prophetic timelines, astronomical and earth anomalies taking place. Most that are asleep are in the West, as those in East, Middle East, in particular, have to fight their for their very lives against the Muslim menace and slaughter. What is happening now is the whole of the Middle East is a Christian Holocaust. Since the church age is about to close, there appears to be a last Luciferian onslaught campaign against Jesus' ambassadors on earth that are about to be recalled soon. The Church of Jesus Christ has always gone through waves of persecution and tribulation. It appears, though, that the builders are intensifying the warfare against the witness of Jesus Christ in this last terminal generation, per Psalms 150. In part due to knowledge increasing, as foretold by Daniel, that would compromise or comprise the last days, the Luciferians know they're being exposed by these vigilant in the church. Now, what we know and what we know what the Alliance is doing really refutes all of this. They're taking it all out. I've asked the Lord, I said, Lord, does this come down to timelines? If you ascribe to that other, you may go through it. If you don't ascribe to it, you won't. I don't know. Such watchers on the wall seek to wake up the sleeping church and do damage to the builders and elders of Zion, evil world order. It's not those that are asleep that such bother the church as infectious flies. The Lord is the Lord of the flies. Their Lord is the Lord of the flies. Faithful shepherds of the church take care of this fly problem for their sheep by anointing the sheep, spreading oil all over their bodies, face, lips, eyes, ears, legs, tail, so the flies don't land and cause infection. This practice will prevent the Luciferian flies from bothering the church, metaphorically speaking, with their infections, plagues, or diseases as they concretely unleash these genetically engineered bioweapons of destruction upon the populations of the world. These vile builders and elders of Zion lay their eggs that become maggots preying upon a helpless society, peoples or nations, and become hosts eating away at the flesh like that of the sheep that at times have to be discarded because of these satanic parasites. One day Jesus will fumigate away to the lake of fire where they belong. Until that time, in these last prophetic hours of the closing of the church age, individual members comprising the church body and bride of Christ need to finish strong. They need to be awake, anointed, and walking in repentance, in an attitude of continual repentance, because temptations will intensify along with the overt persecution of the church. If this is the case, this is where, according to the gospel promise, and then the much more does grace will abound, comes into play in operating the victory over the flies of Lucifer. However, sadly, the church in these last days has to let the Lord in as he has been knocking. To a large extent, much of the spiritual infections within the church presently have been self-inflicted, as characterized by the Laodicean church age. In these last days, according to the book of Revelation, the last church age has substituted much of this Luciferian morality, as Jesus has been ushered out of many churches across the globe, primarily in the USA and Europe. So far, all these New World Order aspirations of Lucifer in the past dealing with human history have been thwarted by Yahweh. Lucifer's attempt at establishing a New World Order has occurred since the attempts of Nimrod in an attempt to unify humanity at the Tower of Babel under one Christ. Ultimately, it is Lucifer they will use the apostate churches, mosques, synagogues, lodges, and others so economically unify the world for this purpose. The ecumenical movement, spearheaded by the Roman Catholic Pope, wants to be the unifying force that would appear noble and rational to help humanity come under one Christ as in the days of Nimrod. All right, this goes on, and I won't bore you with all of this, but I'm just letting you see here, this plot didn't just start happening. This plot has been going on since the garden to do what they're doing. All right. Right here it talks about the secret societies. This is 322. Says, according to the description of the coming new age of reason, it is nothing more than a hellish Luciferian attempt to dehumanize mankind from its original creation, have it defaced from the image and glory of the Creator. That's why they want to change your DNA or whatever it is. Such a society is actually prophesied to occur in the end of days before the second coming of Jesus Christ is depicted in the book of Revelation. The USA will play a major role in this transformation of the ages. It will metaphorically have to be set on fire as a Masonic phoenix. In an anticipation of the birthing out of the ashes of the current old world order, the new Phoenix Luciferian order. Thus, to reiterate, possible 33-year and 40-year countdown has been encoded into the guidestones. It will be signaling when to the new age of reason is to be initiated. So, here are some of the things here. It talks about the dates that correspond to this, 2013 and 2020, that in turn could have been a turning point. It could have signaled when the new world order is to either come to the forefront of builders' agenda or when the current order, that is, the USA, is to start to implode systematically. See, what they don't know, that isn't happening. Because the date of March 22, 1980, when the guidestones were set up, most, if not all, ascribe the Luciferian Ten Commandments in some regard to the Masonic Skull and Bones Luciferian Order. Such college-gate fraternal orders emphasize one aspect of the occult over others, but in the end, all are tied together by numbers that lead to the same source, Lucifer. Here below are just some innuendos regarding the occultic number 322 that is tied to the date of March 22nd. The health care passed in the United States in March 22, 2010. The College Gate Secret Society of Yale 322 appoints leaders of the United States and the world. The date of March 22 happens to be the first day of Aries or Mars during the spring equinox. Gulf Wars have been either started or ceased on March 22nd. Following are some mathematical associations that divulge the hidden meaning behind 322. It is, in fact, a mask 666. I mean, it's got some good stuff in here. All right. This other information is what I've already read to you with the other article. So I just wanted y'all to see that this is not a, this isn't something that just happened. This isn't something that just started just a few years ago. This started in the garden. All right, the beast system. This shows the Georgia Guidestones. I don't know how to discern this kind of stuff very good, but anyway. All right. All right, let me finish up here. Okay. All right, I want to remind you of everything the Lord has been telling us through all of this. All right, I brought up Jekyll Island and the Federal Reserve and when it began off the coast of Georgia. Remember Notre Dame and how Satan's Antichrist reincarnation was thwarted? Gene Decode said they thwarted for 1,000 years. And that's what leads me to believe when he's let out of the pit, possibly that timeline. Remember the two masters and the choice of timelines. The time of the Antichrist has been stopped and God is now taking all of those that participated in this with him. It all started with Donald John Trump put us in lockdown on 3/13/20. What was the purpose of this? This is what the Lord said to me right here. I was looking for it and I found it today. The coronavirus will be used as a cover for a military operation. Arrest would be made. Under this cover to gather low-hanging fruit. Low-hanging fruit will rat out the top dogs. People would be in lockdown and out of the way of the military as they took on this operation. Secondly, the President Trump would put into effect his executive order they signed on 12/21/17, confiscating all property of persons involved in human trafficking. The dumps, the deep underground military bases would be cleaned out and occupied by the white hats and black hats arrested or taken out. The dumps are all over the world and have been used for human and drug trafficking, satanic ritual abuse, organ harvesting, harvesting of adrenochrome, MK Ultra, etc. 800,000 children disappear in the U.S. every year. Where are all the children? Right under our feet, and we didn't even know it. Lastly, our president was and is still going, is going and taking back the Constitution and the gold-backed currency and ridding us of the evil, corrupt Federal Reserve that has kept us in debt slavery. All right. All right, after the election, this is what the Lord said to me. The stolen election, the Lord said to me that it was happening is the biggest sting operation ever in history. So I want you to associate what has happened from 3/13/20 to this present time. He put in the lockdown. It was on Friday the 13th, March 13th. This is what has been happening since that time. It's been a sting operation. It's still a sting operation. Stuff is going in all over the world. They're trying to put Europe, the UK, in another lockdown. What does that mean? That means they're still cleaning out the domes. They're still rescuing the children. Okay? This is what has been happening since 3/13/20. How ironic. On Friday the 13th, he started it. It has continued and will continue until the beast system is completely taken out and destroyed. The great tribulation that they meant for us has turned around on them. Haman's been hung on the gallows. See if I have anything else to read. No, I think that's it. And I have a word. This is a personal word to you.
Thank you.